Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you and welcome along. It is just turned 11 o'clock on the 18th of March. So, let's get straight into our musical birthdays. And Pat Halcox was a trumpeter with Chris Barber Jazz Band. Here they are. Everybody loves My Baby. Jazz on a Tuesday late night show, and Everybody Loves My Baby from Chris Barber. My goodness me. Our next musical birthday, Wilson Pickett, and he was born 1941. Well, was he in the midnight hour? I don't know. Let's find out.
I'm gonna
Wilson Pickett. He was born 1941, sadly passed away in 2006, as did our next musical birthday, a gentleman by the name of Dennis Lind. I don't expect you've heard of him. Well, you'll have heard of this song because he wrote it. Elvis Presley recorded it. Yes, it's Burning Love.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire.
Great song. Now, who have we got next? Oh yes, Barry Wilson. Well, he played the drums, and he played the drums in this particular band that had a hit, or group I should say, who had a hit in 1967.
Away.
said, first just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
Boko Haram. Love it or hate it, A Whiter Shade of Pale. And that was 1967 that came out, my goodness me. Our next band is celebrating, well, they're not celebrating a birthday, John Hartman, who plays, coincidentally, the drums in this group. Well, would you believe it? It's the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music. Yes, I'm through until midnight this evening. A look at the front page of tomorrow's paper, round about 11:30. So, music, apart from the paper review, all the way through till midnight. Our next musical birthday, Irene Cara. Here she is.
Nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world
what would have been her birthday today with Oh What a Feeling. Wonderful song. Happy go lucky, is it not? Now, Vanessa Williams, she's saving the best for last. And happy birthday to you.
The sun goes round the moon.
of the nights you came to me, when some silly girl had set you free, you wondered how you'd make it through. I wondered what was wrong with you, 'cause how could you give your love to someone else and share your dreams? Times of everything you're looking for is the one thing you can't see. But now we're standing face to face. Isn't this world a crazy place? Just when I thought our chance had passed, you go and save the best for last.
Of Williams and Save the Best for Last. Well, it's 27 minutes past 11, so a bit early for the papers. So how about we use John Denver taking us up to tomorrow's papers, and this song he wrote because he is so enamoured with Jacques Cousteau and his underwater explorations that he wrote a song about the yacht, Calypso.
To sail on a dream, on a crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm, work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. I could absorb the places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. Guide you, you bring us beside you, to light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide, and free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be.
Places you've been to, things that you
Denver. A song he wrote about Jacques Cousteau's boat. Wasn't that a yacht? I don't suppose it was a big motor cruiser. I don't know how you best describe it. Anyway, brilliant series, used to be on the telly. It's time for tomorrow's papers. The front pages for the 19th of March, and we start with the Daily Mirror. And of course, a lot of the papers have articles on the overhaul of the benefit system that was announced by the government today. Benefits overhaul anger. This is the Daily Mirror. Fear and uncertainty, if I get the words out, for the vulnerable. But number 10 defends sweeping changes. Oh, my goodness me. The Times. Putin keeps ceasefire hopes on a knife edge. Benefits trap has wreaked terrible cost, says Starmer. The Daily Mail. Teen plot biggest gun massacre of the century. Triple killer targeted primary school. Yes, that's the young lad. Was it his mum and two sisters he killed? And there's a plan to go and shoot pupils at his school. The Daily Express. Putin agrees partial ceasefire after historic Trump phone call. PM, Ukraine must have a just and lasting peace. Yes, Putin has agreed not to bomb energy sites, etc. But as 80%, apparently, according to the news tonight, 80% of the structure in Ukraine's been already bombed, so there's only 20% left. Putin rejects Trump's ceasefire. Badenoch, Farage is a reality TV star. He's not fit to run your life. Strong words from her. GCSE exams to be scaled back because pupils are too stressed. Oh my goodness me. What was it? If I'd said when I was at school to my teacher, oh, I can't sit this exam because I'm so stressed with life, I just can't concentrate. I wonder what they would have said. Probably give me a belt round the ear hole and said, sit down and get on with it. The iDaily, Generation Z gets benefits cut for anxiety and depression. The Metro, rebels force a back down on PIP crackdown. That's regarding the benefits cuts. What else? Oh, lastly, Financial Times. Reeves to squeeze spending further next week despite $5 billion welfare cuts. Israeli strikes shatter truce. And Putin orders halt on Ukraine energy raids but rejects Trump's ceasefire call. And that is a very quick look at tomorrow's front pages. So what we have, oh, how about the Beatles and Penny Lane? And then we've got a bit of poetry.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello. With a motor car, the little children laughing him behind his back, and the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. Back beneath the blue suburban. Penny Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of a
train. I know she feels as if she's in a play. She is anyway. Penny Lane, the barber shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a train.
Penny Lane from the Beatles. Now, just when I was looking at all the musical birthdays for today, I discovered this piece of poetry was written by Robbie Burns way back in the 1789s, 90s, something like that. But it was published in 1791. I'm talking regarding the poem Tam O'Shanter, which is probably read out or what's the word I'd describe it as? Anyway, when you come to a Burns supper night celebrating his birthday on the 25th of January or thereabouts, because a lot of them have it at weekends if it happens to fall midweek. This year it was on a Saturday, so it didn't really matter. Anyway, Tam O'Shanter, 23 verses. Well, we're not going to play 23 verses, and I'm only going to play a little snippet. Here's Andy Stewart, famous for, of course, Donald Where's Your Trousers and the Scottish Old... Scottish soldier. Anyway, here is Andy Stewart, and we'll maybe hear the first verse. Tam O'Shanter.
Thank you very much, sir. This is a very long poem. And I hope I remember all of it. Tam O'Shanter, a tale. When Chapman Billy's leave the street, and druthy neighbours meet, as market days are wearing late, and folk begin to tack the gate, while we sit boozing at the nappy, and getting foo and unca happy, we think that, and the land Scot smiles, the waters mossy slaps and styles that lie atween us and our hame, where sits your sulky sullen dame, gathering a rouge like gathering storm, nursing her wrath to keep it warm. This truth found honest Tam O'Shanter as he e'er enacted canter.
There we are. Just a snatch of Andy Stewart reciting Tam O'Shanter, and yes, normally you hear that at a Burns supper night, and I say it's 23 verses and it goes on for another 10 minutes if I was to play the whole piece of poetry, so we won't bother with that. We'll play some more music instead, a song written by John Anderson and Van Gelis, but this is Donna Summer, because she recorded it, and I think this is a brilliant version.
Oh,
Donna Summer and State of Independence. And there is a fantastic live version of Donna, and her daughter, I think is Mimi, appears on stage and takes part in singing the song as well. Brilliant version it is. State of Independence. Yes, written by John Anderson and Vangelis. Taking us up to looking at tomorrow's weather, how about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Learning to Fly? Oh, I don't know about that. Here we go.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world gets still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. The rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. The hardest thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly.
Tom Petty, along with the Heartbreakers, and Learning to Fly. And I find that is one of the songs irresistible to actually singing along with it. So it's a good job the microphone switch was turned off, wasn't it? Anyway, let's look at tomorrow's weather. Here's Henry and Alex, I hope.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Wednesday the 19th. Overnight tonight we have a low of 4 degrees. Tomorrow a high of 13, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. That's nice. And tomorrow evening it'll be 7 degrees overnight. And overnight temperatures going up to 9 on Thursday and Friday, dropping back to 7 on Saturday. Friday and Saturday and Sunday, we've got rain forecast. Oh dear, but never mind. As long as it's getting a bit milder, I don't mind. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 19 minutes past 6. And sunset tomorrow evening, 24 minutes past 6. My goodness me. It's gradually getting stretched out. Here's Gene Pitney. Something's gotten hold of his heart. It's not heartburn, no. It's a good song. gotten hold of my heart. Great performance there. Let's have a quick look at what's happening tomorrow. And we're playing out with the theme from Shaft tonight with Isaac Hayes going on in the background. Let's turn up the volume slightly. There we go. Right, tomorrow, Wednesday, what's happening on Sid Valley Radio? Well, of course, Bob's here at 9 in the morning. A replay of Huggy's Show at 12 o'clock. John Borrett at 1. And a replay of my Saturday show, the chart show, 4 through until 6, when the lovely Tim Stevens takes over, followed by Smooth Anthony, yes. And then a replay of Stephen Barry's folk show. So, plenty to listen to on Sid Valley Radio tomorrow. I shall be back on Thursday evening with the Country Bunker. So until then, this is me, Gavin Stewart, saying thank you all for listening. Take care of yourselves and stay safe. Thank you. See you Thursday evening, 6 o'clock, for the Country Bunker. Or, if you can't join me then, whenever you may do so. Thank you all. Take care. Bye-bye for now.